You're listening to the Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Now, as I said earlier, it's been a bad day in the local government New Zealand offices today because Auckland Council just gave them the flick. And this is what happens if you don't read the room and you try to force an unpopular policy like Three Waters on people. So I'm going to explain to you what happens. We're going to go back a little bit, right? Local Government New Zealand is the body that's supposed to represent all of the councils across the country and go into bat for the councils because the councils pay them subscription money, right? So that is why the councils belong to Local Government New Zealand, because Local Government New Zealand will then represent them. But Local Government New Zealand made a big mistake. They struck a secret deal, and I'm not hamming this up. It was a secret deal. They signed a non-disclosure secret deal with Nanaia Mahuta to allow her to confiscate the water assets off their members' councils, all the while she kept on pretending that she would not confiscate the assets. So what that means in simple terms is that they sided with Nanaia Mahuta against their own paying members. Then the Taxpayers Union decided they didn't like Three Waters and started campaigning against it. And so Local Government New Zealand got the pip with the Taxpayers Union and banned them from attending their conference. Anyway, it made the Local Government New Zealand guys look really bad. A group of councils broke away, set up a rebel group called Councils for Local Democracy. That now represents more than a third of the country's councils. And then today, this happens. Auckland Council, their biggest member by far, pulls out, takes a huge amount of money away from Local Government New Zealand. Auckland Council paid $640,000 last year to Local Government New Zealand. Now, that is out of an income that we estimate around about $5 million. So that would be around about 13% of Local Government New Zealand's money gone, just like that. That is massive. This is a lesson to Kieran McAnulty, who is right now trying to decide what to do with Three Waters. Local Government New Zealand was on the wrong side of public opinion on this one. It tried to force Three Waters on its members. They didn't want it. Now look what's happened. That's lost the biggest one of them. It is still an option to Kieran to try to do exactly the same thing, force Three Waters on New Zealand. The majority of us don't want it. And judging by what just happened to Local Government New Zealand, if he does that, the outcome will not be good.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.